The Rizal says that although Yom Kippur is such a great day, such an awesome day, Purim is even greater. And as we call Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim, it's like the day of Purim. Unfortunately, many of us have been influenced to think that the day of Purim is a day of being funny, joking around, hefkeros, no boundaries. And we've lost focus on the immense kedusha and opportunity that exists for growth on this day. In fact, Rav Aaron Cutler used to say that the reason Chazal instituted Tainus Esther was so that there would be a day before Purim that we could just have time to stop and think and reflect about the incredible day that's coming up in front before us. So what's the connection between Purim and Yom Kippur? The Gra writes that both days have a Kabbalah Satorah. Mishnah at the end of Maseches Tainis calls Yom Kippur Yom Chasunaso, Zu Yom Matan Torasenu. Rashi says that it was the day that we accepted, that we received the second Luchos. Yom Kippur was a day of Kabbalah Satorah. And Purim as well. The Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos that at the time of Matan Torah at Har Sinai, Kafalem Har Kigigis, there was a certain aspect of force that was on the Jewish people to accept the Torah. But Hadar Kibua Bimea Chashverosh, that in the times of Purim, we re-accepted the Torah. So both Yom Kippur and Purim have that aspect of receiving the Torah. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sim Tafri Sadi Hey that there's a minhag that you should wear Shabbos clothing on Yom Kippur. Not like everyone thinks that you just wear crazy clothing. You wear Shabbos clothing. And the Chidah, who's your Zaydis today, explains that the reason is because it was the day that we received the Torah. So just like on Shavuos, we go ahead and we wear mechubadika clothing, special clothing because of the day, the yontiv of receiving the Torah. So to Purim, we wear clothing, chashuva clothing, to show the importance of the day that we received the Torah. In fact, the Derech Hashem, if you ever look, it's a very nice thing, before every yontiv, to just take a look at the Derech Hashem, what he writes about each yontiv. And he has a couple lines about every single yontiv. So when it comes to Purim, again, two lines, and he says that the holiness of the day of Purim is because we were saved in the exile, we would have been eradicated, we were saved. And second, we received the Torah. I mean, that's a main highlight of the day of Purim. To appreciate what the connection is between us receiving the Torah and Purim, we have to take a step back for a minute. The Gemara says, as I said before, in Shabbos, Daf Peches, that there was a Kafalei Markegigis, we were forced to take the Torah, and then we re-accepted it at the times of Purim. And Tosus asks, the famous Tosus says, what does it mean we were forced to receive the Torah? Everyone knows that, the Pasuk says, that B'nai Yisrael said, Nasa V'nishma, we willingly, with a desire to accept it, to accept the Torah. What does it mean? It was forced upon us. And the Medrash Tanchuma answers that which we said Nasa V'nishma, that we wholeheartedly accepted the Torah, that was referring to the Torah Shebiksav. The written Torah, Chumash. It's a little easier to read the Chumash and to understand the Chumash. Maybe it's a little more enjoyable at times. But the Torah Shebal Peh, the oral Torah, learning Gemara, which requires such effort and struggle, and it's difficult at times in order to understand, that we weren't like so excited to grab and to jump on board. And that we required a little bit of force, a little bit of pushing to go ahead and accept the Torah Shebal Peh, the oral Torah, as well. And what happened? In the times of Achashverosh, we accepted willingly the oral Torah as well. But why? What happened in Purim that all of a sudden the oral Torah we were willing to accept? So the Gra gives a very beautiful mashal about what had really happened over the Nes of Purim. And he says, a mashal of a king who had an only child, who he loved very, very much. And the son at one point sinned against his father. So the father, the king, had to punish him. So he threw him into the forest. Threw him away, threw him into exile. And the son felt, Oyvei, my father threw me away. He doesn't like me anymore. I have no support system. And he was down in the dumps, living in the forest. And one day, a wild animal came to attack the kid. And all of a sudden, a guy popped out of the trees, killed the wild animal, and ran away. And the kid said, oh wow, what are the chances of that? I'm such a lucky guy. Okay, it was a mikra. It happened to happen. There was a guy that happened to have been in the forest at the exact same time and took care of the bear. But then, a little while later, a second occurrence happened. What was it? The enemy. The enemy of the king popped into the forest and was ready to take down the kid. And all of a sudden, another guy popped out of a different tree, took down the enemy. And the child realized that this isn't a mikra. This isn't just something that haphazardly occurred. But rather, it's clear that my father, even though he sent me into exile, had stuck his people in the forest to watch over me at every single time in order to save me. Wow! My father loves me so much that that's what he did. He had to punish me and he had to throw me into exile, but even then, he was hiding out and there all the time in order to save me. That's how much he loved me. And the love the child had for his father became so much more ingrained, so much more part of who he actually was. And that, the Gra writes, was the story of Purim. We were thrown into exile, right? We were in Galus, and we thought that Hashem was gone. Beis HaMikdash, we don't have right now. We're not living in Eretz Yisrael. We're finished. We're disconnected. We no longer have that relationship with Hashem. And all of a sudden, when you thought everything was going wrong, the greatest tzaddikus in the world was married to the king. There was a decree against us which couldn't be overturned. It was all over. It was all over. Judaism was over. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere comes our Savior. Out of nowhere, Kadosh Baruch Hu sweeps in and lifts us up like the father, like the king did for his child. And there, at that point, our love for our Kadosh Baruch Hu became so much greater. We recognize that even that which is hidden, always the rachamim of Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there. And the Sfarim point out something very fascinating. The first Mishnah in Maseches Megillah says, Megillah Nikris, Biyad Alf, Biyad Beis, Biyad Gimel, Biyad Dalav, Biyad Tezvav, Lo Pachos, Velo Yoser. We had on the 11th, the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, not more, not less. And the Torah even asked the question, he said, well, why don't you tell me it has to be on this day, and this day, and this day, and this day? I know, it's not on the day before, and it's not on the day after. What do you have to tell me? Lo pachot velo yoter. What's it adding? It's so a beautiful idea that if you add up the gematria of 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15, those are the days you're allowed to read, the Megillah, it equals 65. That is the same gematria as Aleph and Dalet Nun Yud, the name of Hashem that we pronounce. The name of Hashem that we don't pronounce, the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, that's the hidden name, right? We don't say that name. The gematria of that is 26. That is the same gematria as Yud, the day before 11, 12, 13, and 14, and 15, and 16, the day afterwards. Meaning, lo pachot v'lo yoter, you don't read it on the 11th, on the 10th, you don't read it on the 16th, gematria 26, meaning you don't read the name Yud and Hey Vav and Hey, the name of Hashem which represents His rachamim. That you don't read the Megillah because you don't see it, you don't see the rachamim. You read the Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, we read the name of Hashem which represents some level of din, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes it's din, but it's always rachamim all the time, we just don't read it that way. We don't see it that way sometimes. And the idea of Purim is to recognize that even on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, even when it seems that things aren't great and aren't good, but still the rachamim is all there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there at all times. And when you realize that, when we are able to internalize that, that Hashem is always there and everything is always for the best and everything is always good, then we have a tremendous love for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, why is it that Torah Shebaal Peh, they didn't want to accept it? What's hard about it? And he says, his lesson is, L'fi she'ein lo meid osa el mi she'ohev HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol libo b'chol nasho b'chol ma'odo. The only person that could really learn Gemara properly, the only person that could really learn the Torah Shebaal Peh, is if you really, really love Hashem. It's not easy. It's not easy to sit there and to think, and why in the world am I doing this? Oh, it's because I have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I love Hashem, and I want to learn the Torah in a deeper way, in a greater way. I want to see all aspects of Hashem, not just the Torah Shebiksav and what that lets us into Hashem Kaviyachol. I want the whole thing. And sometimes we all know, anyone that's married or anyone that's in any relationship knows that sometimes in a relationship you have to do things that aren't comfortable, that aren't easy. But what motivates you to do it? Because you love the other person in the relationship. When you love someone, you want to do things that aren't as easy. And that's what happened in Purim. Our Ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu became so much greater because we saw that Hashem was there taking care of us, walking with us the entire time. And then that catapulted us to say, okay, so I'm going to learn the Torah Shebaal Peh. Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to learn the Torah, even though it's hard, because I want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the greatest way. So Torah is central to the Yontif of Purim. And unfortunately, so many things are going on over Purim that I always say that, remember when I was a bacher, I had all these grand plans about Purim. I'm going to go to this person's house and that person's house and here and there. I had all the plans, and I got on the bus to go there, and I didn't realize that on Purim, to go from one block to the other on a bus takes 2.5 hours to get down the block because of all the traffic, all the people that are running around in the streets. And I got to like one place, you know, barely got to my Suda. So you have all these grand plans of what we're going to do in this Kadosh day, this incredible day. But if we don't take a step back and plan, really, realistically, how are we going to accomplish all the mitzvos hayom? How are we going to be able to learn Torah and to be able to get the most out of our Purim? At the end of the day, it's going to be a failure. And like Avraham Carlos said, that's for today. Tainus Esther, to take a step back, take some time out and think about what it is, how it is that we're going to go ahead and maximize the day of Purim. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that the Balat Turim, very favorite Sefer on Chumash, his parish was written on Purim. And he wrote it in order to give to his father as Mishloach Manus, to highlight the connection between Torah and Purim. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky himself says that his Sefer Siach HaSadeh, fascinating Sefer, he finished on Purim so that he could go give to his father Stipler Gaon the next day. And his Sefer, the Time of the Kra, which Yeshiva has, an incredible Sefer, if you look at it, has an enormous amount, has an Chumash and Navi, but has an enormous amount of Megillas Esther. And someone asked Rechaim Kanievsky, so why do you have so much on Megillas Esther? Because that's what I do all Purim. I learn the Megillah and I write the tape, Time of the Kra. They're up to, I think, their 10th edition now of publishing the Time of the Kra. And he said that the first edition that he put out, he gave to the stipler as Mishloach Manos. Now again, it can't be Yotze. No one should take that the wrong way. But he gave as a present. That's what he gave Torah. He brings down that he went, when he was a bacher, he went to a shach to give him a shloach manos. So obviously, again, he was Yotze with food with another person. But he went ahead and he gave to a shach a mishloach manos of Torah. What was a mishloach manos? It was one question on every single mesachta, starting from brachos straight through Zrayim, all the way to mesachas Baba Basra. One question in every single mesachta, and he gave that to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And I'm sorry, he gave it to Rav Shach. And he said that Rav Shach's smile was from ear to ear. It got so much hanaf, the simcha of Purim, that he got these questions. Torah is central, is part, and we should all have a time over Purim that we're going to go ahead and focus on Purim. Don't focus on Torah. And the Chassam Sofer says that any person that learns bein Megillah and Megillah, between the Megillah at night and Megillah by day, is Zochel Olam Haba. It's a Kabbalah from Meshev Yaakov. The Torah, learning Torah on Purim is super important. And to help as an incentive for all of us, this year, our third year, we're going to have again Yeshivas Mordechai Atzadik, okay, which is learning in the Yeshiva. Their times are up there. It's an hour before Megillah leaning, an hour after, before the Purim Mesiba, and an hour in the morning after Megillah leaning in the Beis Medrash. Anyone who learns all 3 hours in the Beis Medrash, daf has to be in the Beis Medrash, immediately after the morning third hour, Rav Gil is going to give 180 shekel to every single person that does that. We have people that sponsored, we'll put up signs to Lili Nishma, someone the learning. But that's, we shouldn't need that either. We shouldn't need it. We shouldn't need the money. So if you don't need it, just give it back, okay? We should be learning it because the Torah is so central to the Yontif of Purim, to the Kedusha of the Purim. And the more we put into it, the more we show the love that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of Purim and the closest we want to have towards Him, Be'ez Hashem, we'll all have a tremendous Aliyah and incredible Purim.